The Soft Machine is or are a pop group. And what's unusual about these four lads is that they're also jolly clever. One of them was an open scholar at Oxford and won a college prize in philosophy. Another is a poet and so on. They're wildly unconventional in dress and in habits, as Barry Brown discovered when he went to see them. But apparently their personal manager finds them even more than just intellectual.
Brilliantly, sir. Well, let's meet the four members of the Soft Machine pop group and find out what they're really like. Robert Wyatt, do you regard pop music then as quite an intellectual exercise these days?
Well, I regard everything as an intellectual exercise. You know, if you've got an intellect, you know, eating an orange, you know.
Does the intellectual approach that you have to pop music, does that influence the sort of sound that you make when you play together as a pop group?
We're trying to get rid of it, actually. It does most of the damage. Most of the work we've had to do is to destroy and get rid of the kind of the intellectual frame of references that we've used in the past, you know.
And now you all live together in this house. Do you get on well here?
We all have big ego problems and big tempers. But it works. Yes, we live together. We're a group of people, not just a group of musicians, you know.
Let's meet the next member of the group, Michael Ratledge. You had a pretty distinguished career at Oxford, Michael.
Well, it was fairly, fairly distinguished. I wouldn't say any more than that.
How did you get into this pop music world, then?
Well, I've been playing with Robert and David for some time as an avant-garde jazz group.
What's going to happen when all this pop music life of yours finishes? Will you go back to study, or does this worry you or concern you in any way?
I wouldn't like to see it as going back to studying, because I'm trying to keep up. I wouldn't even regard it as studying. I'm carrying on the work that I did when I was at Oxford. Now.
David Allen, you play guitar. You've come from Australia. How did you drift into this pop music world?
Well, I was always basically very interested in music. At that stage, I was more interested in jazz, you know. And then I started writing poetry, and then the poetry became songs. And the whole thing gelled together, and hallelujah, you know, here's pop.
The fourth member of the Soft Machine pop group is Kevin Ayers, and I believe, Kevin, you write most of the music that you play.
It's really based on a backlog of songs I wrote when I was traveling around in Morocco and in Spain.
How old are you all?
Altogether, about 132, I think.
And individually?
Teenagers.
Reeling, squealing. The Soft Machine. 25 minutes to 8.